Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
What's going on over there, Big JD?
Just a little bit of craziness here with bells ringing and...
Whistles a-whistling. That's crazy. Do you have like a checklist of all the stuff you got to do just before we go on the air?
No, I wish I did actually.
Yeah.
Because then I wouldn't be scrambling.
Have you ever been on a... Oh, of course not. No, never mind.
Who?
Plane is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I have been when I was young. Okay. I don't even remember, and I wouldn't go on one now. Why?
I know you wouldn't go on one now because they have that little checklist that they strap it onto their lap, usually with a map underneath it.
Oh, it's strapped on?
Clipped on. It's like a knee clipboard is what they call it.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, they look down at it, and their charts are on it, and their checklist is on there.
Yeah, that's what I need.
That's what you need.
A knee chart.
Knee chart right on your lap there for everything.
I need a knee chart.
And then at the very end of doing all that, his phone rings.
And then the funny thing, I answered it and shut it off. I'll hit the thing just to silence it, but
right
in all the confusion,
I'm so confused.
I answered it and shut it off. So anyways,
that's what I do to solicitors.
Oh yeah?
No, I
give
don't.
Them my number. I'm serious.
Give them my number.
Give them my home number, though, not the cell number.
Of course. All right. I'll do that next time.
Yep.
519-977-3000. So here we are at the Jabbercast Studios East.
Yes.
We're doing a little renovating here amongst some...
Paint. Oh, I just noticed an old school chair. That ever neat?
Yeah.
We got a little old wooden school chair for a little student. Kind of neat.
Yeah. So Big JD gets to...
I'm lounging today.
Yeah, you're...
Things are all moved around and changed around, and I'm in a love seat. I love this love seat. It's comfy.
Do you need someone to sit in that chair with you?
Yeah, well, I thought we were going to sit together over here, but...
That would be cool.
It would be awesome.
Be a little...
If we had a video camera.
We can make money on that one. So what are we going to be talking about on the Jabbercast this week, Big JD?
Well, this week's show is on old people, old timers, old stuff, old age and old folks.
Okay.
And the little slogan there actually from the upcoming shows page, some are quick, some are slow, some you can't get enough of and some you don't want to know. Yes. From gray hair to golden years, we discuss it all. Gray hair to golden years.
Whoa.
I don't think there's much time in between the two, is there?
I remember Kevin Geniac, a guy I used to know when I was like in my early 20s. He was completely gray.
Oh, yeah?
In his early 20s. 23, completely gray. I'm sure he's got white hair now. I haven't seen him in a while.
I know a few people like that are fairly young and just all totally gray. It just must be a hereditary thing or something.
For sure. It kind of sucks, but...
Or to go bald when you're young, when you're just a young kid, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't... Do you know anybody?
Kind of sucked.
Do you know anybody that happened to going bald prematurely?
I
know.
I think I, if I'm not mistaken, I remember a kid in kindergarten going bald.
He hadn't grown any hair yet.
I think he had a shaved head in kindergarten.
Uh huh.
It wasn't at a coolness back then, but anyway, he had a Star Trek shirt on. He had a buzzed right down hair, but receding so far back that he just looked like he was bald.
And this is way before Jean-Luc Picard.
This was kindergarten. First day. I remember him first day of kindergarten. I remember lining up the first day of kindergarten.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's one of the only things I remember.
I was going to say, you don't remember like
no,
major events
but I remember
in grade
that.
School.
He had a blue Star Trek shirt on and he threw up.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
That's beautiful.
Now, you say I had a Star Trek shirt. It was like just a little...
It was a long sleeve blue shirt, yeah. And I think it had the little insignia. And if I'm not mistaken, it might have had a big, huge spot that was like a darker blue in the center.
That's crazy that you remember that much detail.
I remember detail from that day.
From that one day.
I remember lining up outside of the my grade school.
That's like 38, 9 years ago.
30,000 years ago, practically.
Light years.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So the hair thing, it's people like my dad, he has all his hair, I know.
Yeah, my dad had all his hair in his 60s. A lot of people lose it, but I think more go gray than lose hair.
Sure.
I think still losing hair is still usually a hereditary type thing, don't you think?
Positively,
in most
yeah.
cases. I mean, people yeah. just lose their hair.
No, they don't.
Normally.
Mm-mm. But now I say my dad's like, he's 82 and your dad was 60.
Yeah, my dad passed away actually when he was just before he was 62.
Okay.
But he still had all his hair and he had very little gray coming on the sides like I do at 30.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, what would you say the definition of old age is?
I don't know. You know, I think that you're only as old as you feel, but...
Oh, you just gave away the jabber quote.
Oh. I think 70 sounds old. I think 80 sounds pretty old. Yeah. 90 sounds really old.
Oh, yeah.
And 100 or more is super old. But old age, I don't know. There's a lot of terms that refer to old age, like retirement and stuff like that. You know, your old age retirement or your old age pension.
Mm-hmm.
And that all comes about when you're like 65. So I guess that's kind of when the time is or when you get old, I guess.
Old age can be described as consisting of ages nearing or surpassing the average lifespan of human beings, according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
And that's the end of the human life cycle. So if you're getting near the average age of a person, average end life age.
Which now is, what is that, around 80 or something like that, I think now?
It's pushing 80. I don't think it's 80 yet. But
it used to be young. Actually, at one time it was like in the 30s. Way back when.
Yeah, like about 100 years, nah, a little more than 100 years ago. Like during the Industrial Revolution time.
During the Industrial Resolution.
No resolutions. This is not the New Year's resolution show. This is the old age show.
The resolution it should have been.
Euphemisms and terms for older people include seniors or elderly.
I don't euphemism. Euphemism. Yeah. Was it euphemism or euthanism?
Euphemism.
Yeah.
You know what a euphemism is. And well, you sure. know what a euphemism
sure,
is.
Sure, I do. But for our listeners, let them know.
Sure, I know. Why don't you tell everybody? Euphemism, that's just a...
state of euphoria.
No, it's like, it's not a slang, but it's a word that is replacing a real word. Like, you know, words that come about through just over time.
A word that replaces a real word.
Yeah.
That's like my real phone number.
What?
Do you know where your real phone number is? You have to call Bell Canada and ask where your real phone number is. Because you gave me your phone number, but it was just, you gave me a copy. I don't.
Oh, here we go.
The real phone number. Where's the real number?
You can't get at it. It's locked under in a safe somewhere.
That's a euphem number.
A euphem number, not a euphemism. You're out of hand.
You familiar with a euphemism?
Yes. Seniors and elderly. Seniors. I like the word senior, but.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Like now? For yourself?
No. No.
Well, some later years in high school, you're a senior.
That's true.
And that's not a real senior.
Right. And if
so where's the euphemism there?
And if you've been in a law...
It's a euphemism.
If you've been in a law firm for a long time, you could be like a senior partner.
There you go.
But myself, I don't...
Or if you're Mexican.
And then what
you can be a senior.
Senor. Si, senor.
I'm having a fiesta. I'm a siesta.
You're having a fiesta in your brain.
And a siesta in the eyes of the beholder.
Having some fun at the Jabber Cast Studio.
That's right.
Yes.
Never did start a timer.
Timer?
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, we need that, right?
Yeah.
It's,
you know, like we have to base on... Oh.
What?
It's almost time now.
Oh, for sure.
We have to base on the real time now.
Okay.
We're running real time today, folks.
Well, we are live.
That's right. And you can reach us live at Yahoo Messenger.
Oh, right.
On Yahoo Messenger. Username the Jabbercast.
Yeah. Talk to us.
That's right.
Let us know what you think about old age. And if you're old...
Leave us alone.
You probably...
No.
You probably can't fire up Yahoo Messenger. Yahoo Messenger.
If you're old, call your grandkids and have them turn your computer on for you and fire you off. I want to get into that, actually, older people. It's, you know what? One thing I want to mention, and I'll mention again when we come back from break, is that, you know, we don't mean to offend old people saying old people, you know, or old folks or things like that, you know, but I don't really think if you think about it, there's not the greatest term to call somebody old, you know what I mean?
Positive.
So a lot of things could sound offensive when we don't mean it that way. So when we say old people or old folks, right, we only mean seniors, somebody in your later years, so.
Someone nearing the average lifespan for a human being.
Someone who's going to croak any time.
No.
Well, nearing the end of lifespan, that's a nice way of saying... That's a euphemism.
Okay, we'll talk about that after.
After this fine break. Wow, we're giving folks an hour of talk radio? That's sweet. Lucky. They should be paying for this, I think.
Lucky pucks.
We are at our age. So, as I mentioned before the break, we don't want to offend anybody saying old people. And, you know, so I'll try and refer to the elderly as a senior or something. Or elderly is not bad either, saying something. Oh, he's an elderly man or an elderly woman.
That's right.
As opposed to saying, oh, he's an old guy, an old timer.
Well, I think folks know if they are familiar.
Do they know if they're old or when they're old? Or how do they feel? You know what I mean? When you're 80, 90 years old, do you feel old? Do you feel like, you know, I'm an old timer. Somebody's going to call me Biddy. Somebody's going to call me, you know.
Biddy?
Yeah, you know, like an old battle axe. They refer to some slang terms toward old people. For an old woman.
Old woman, yeah.
Especially when they're cranky. A battle axe or an old Biddy.
Yes.
And they usually wear army boots and...
I don't think so.
And have a cane.
There are some canes, some walkers.
Are we going to know when we're old?
That's a good question.
I mean, there must be mornings when you get up and think, oh, how could I ever go to work right now?
I feel that way right now. See, I don't think that's a good indication of old. I think...
Well, not necessarily, but it's an indication of time passing by.
Exactly. You don't feel the same way you did, you know, 20 years ago when you got out of bed to go to work.
Right.
The bones are a little achier, the feet hurt a little bit more, and you just say, oh, what is going on with me? I'm falling apart. I feel like I'm going to be dying soon. Whereas I think as you get, here's the way I look at it. Once I retire and I start getting old, I'm actually going to be enjoying myself a lot more.
Well, you think so?
I'm going to make a point of enjoying myself. Hopefully I have my health at the same time.
But that's another thing I want to talk about is the problem that, I was going to say graduation, not retirement. You retire at an age where you should be enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rather old. And that's when your health is starting to fail and you're starting to have problems and issues. And that's when when you think of retirement, you think of travel and you think you're, you know, set up with money and you think that you're going to enjoy yourself and spend time with grandkids and all that kind of stuff. And you're up there for that kind of enjoyment, I think.
That's right. That's why you should take care of yourself.
That's
when
right.
When you can take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's one very important thing. And the other thing is that I think retirement age should be like 40, 45 tops.
I don't agree with that.
Or work your ass off right from childhood and then retire at like 30, 35 and then enjoy the rest of your life.
No.
It should be the other way around like that.
Well, if everybody did that, then the country would be run by a lot of immature people because they haven't even reached 40.
I guess so, but the point I'm trying to make here is that when you're young, it's not until you get older that you look back and realize, wow, I maybe I was sort of, you know, having some fun when you're young, but
sort
not, you don't, but you don't realize just how much fun you did have or how much fun you could have had, I think. When you're older and more mature and mm-hmm. you look back and you think, wow, you could have had a lot more fun because, you know, now you know a lot more. But I think that going through the work thing,
mm-hmm.
then you wouldn't look back and think about, you know, really about the fun because the fun's going to be starting now.
Sure.
Now, I don't know.
Are you thinking that you could have boinked more girls? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I wasn't thinking that at all.
Now
that you brought it up...
Something tells me you were boinking more than your share of girls.
Well, that's another show.
When I mean boink, I mean hit on the head, right?
Right.
Right, of course.
Yeah. And grasshoppers in the bathroom and all that kind of stuff like we talked about.
Grasshopper. I keep mine in the utility room.
Grasshoppers?
No.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
I'm just looking at the fact that when you look back at your childhood, your younger years, I would say that most people would think that they're more intelligent now, you know what I mean? Or they have a more understanding now of things that they could have done when they were younger.
Yeah.
And it's kind of late now.
That's right.
But then again, if you're working all those young years, then I guess you're not going to enjoy that either.
No. That's when you have regrets. And that makes people who are old miserable. One of the many factors.
And that's something to look at too, is miserable old people.
Yes.
A lot of them are.
I agree. And really, they're missing out on an opportunity in their lifetime to either impart lots of knowledge or go out and have some fun.
And that's another topic that we'll touch on is the about the knowledge.
Yes.
You're hitting all the nails on the head.
Well, I definitely have a lot of respect for older people.
I do too.
A lot more.
Absolutely.
A lot more than I guess I did when I was a younger person.
Sure. You look at older people and think they're old fuddy-duddies. They're old and they don't know anything and they're senile. And
right. Pretty much.
They blabber about everything that went on in their life. And now you want to listen to that. Yes. The stories are amazing.
Their stories are funny.
Yeah.
And well, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they don't pass those stories along with the same, they edit it for younger ears, I think.
In a lot of cases, sure.
Yeah, and then once you get older, you realize, there's a story behind that story.
Yeah, they've seen so much, they've done so much, they've been, in a lot of cases, so many places, or in so many situations.
Sure.
Even if they, you know, and the stories can be incredible, at the very least entertaining.
Yes, they can be very entertaining.
And I think that's neat. And yeah, I think you're right that you don't really realize that until later.
Sure. A good example of old people telling stories is your grandmother on the Jeff and Lana show.
Oh, yeah, she was. Lana's away, and I've had many a co-host in the last month or so, and my grandmother was one of them. And she's...
yeah, how old is your grandmother?
She's like 87,
mm-hmm.
And she's 87 years young, man. Yeah. She's young at heart, and she's young in the mind, and she's so energetic. I can't even keep up with her now.
You're getting tired being around her.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So what if other people want to listen to that show?
The Jeff and Lana show. You can go to bigjd.com, go to the program guide, and click on the little Jeff and Lana icon right there.
Cool show that Big JD puts out.
Yeah, it was pretty neat having her on.
And when did her husband pass away?
They were actually separated or divorced or whatever years and years and years ago.
Oh, is that right?
Like long ass time ago.
Okay. So he could still be living?
No, he's not. Okay. But no, he died like when I was a kid. Okay. I don't know how old I was. I would say maybe like somewhere between 14 and 19.
Oh, all right.
18, 17, 16.
Do you remember going to the funeral?
No.
No, but I remember that kid in kindergarten with the Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandfather passed away? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember my grandfather's funeral, actually, for some strange reason.
It's not strange, it's just you don't remember
shit. He used to come to our house when I was a kid, though, and stay like here and there, you know, for the weekend or whatever. He lived in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
He was a war vet.
Oh, there you go.
Or a vet of some kind.
See, there's another really
cool... Oh, no, he worked on animals. He was a vet. No.
No,
he was, you know, he was taken care of by the, what do you call that? DVA, or Veterans Affairs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't know if that's what they call it in Canada.
I think he had something to do with it. He was in this Essex, the Scottish Kent, something like that.
Regiment, the Essex Scottish Regiment. See, that's another thing as far as old people go.
Yeah.
How many stories?
They saved our asses many a time.
That's right.
The First World War, especially, or older folk.
Yeah. He was in the First World War?
Oh, no. I don't think he was in either of the World Wars, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We probably wouldn't even be doing the Jabbercast if it wasn't for your grandfather.
Yeah. He was a baker. Wait, a butcher? Baker? Candlestick maker? Yeah, baker. Hey! We better take a break. That's right. Big JD's Rare Rockin' Heavy Metal Show.
I wanted to listen yesterday morning.
You know what the show was on?
No.
I did a theme again.
What was the theme, Big JD?
The theme was all instrumentals.
Cool.
Even played some old Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. It's kind of neat. You'll dig that.
Jeff Oppen, really?
You know that famous guitar player?
Well, how'd you find his stuff?
Oh, that's rare. I wouldn't even divulge that information.
I don't blame you.
People, not over the airways.
People would be knocking at your door.
Oh, yeah. The phone calls and the Yahooing. Yahoo!
.com. Cool.
Or .ca. The Yahoo thing is very confusing.
Why?
Some people have email addresses at yahoo.ca. Some have at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, they shouldn't have both, I don't think.
Oh, yes, both.
Not both of them.
They should have both.
Bofemism. That's a bofemism.
I think it's just some people like the idea of going to yahoo.ca, and then when they sign up for their email, it's
.ca, a Canadian thing, right?
That's right.
But then some are American, but some Canadians have the .com one.
Oh, yeah, like Lippo at yahoo.com.
Mines.com as well, and I try to email some people that you know are at Yahoo, and it bounces back because it's wrong, and then you got to change the end. And
sure. I'm kind of proud of the fact that I still have my Lippo at yahoo.com account, which I started way back in the way back years.
Yeah, I started mine quite some time back. Long before all this, I had a Yahoo account. So I think it all stemmed for me from Web Rings.
Oh,
Web
Rings,
I was involved in a couple of Web Rings way back.
No, that's a grill, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, it's a Weber. No. What kind of Web Ring did you have?
Well, it's 3-carat.
3-carat.
The first Web Ring, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it might have been, was it the Jeep Web Ring? But I think I was in something else before the Jeep thing came about, because I'm pretty sure I had something going on before that even.
Sure. I'm sure there are Web Rings for elderly people as well. Senior citizen.
Ooh, yeah.
Senior citizen.
There's special websites for them. In fact, I was, you know that I have a recording from when I was like 3 years old with my grandmother singing the other song. And I did it again, like, I don't know how many
years later. Yeah.
And just for fun. And I did the same mistake that I made when I sang it back then, just for posterior.
Posterior sake.
And
my ass feels better.
Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
Oh, I wanted to find the lyrics for the song. And apparently it's an old, from the 30s, the song, actually. Mm-hmm. And I actually found it on a site, somewhere I have the URL, but it's called like grandparents.com or something like that.
Really?
And that's where the lyrics were that I found, yeah. And it so happens that a few big people did the song, actually. Perry Como was one of them.
He wasn't very big, was he? He's a little guy, wasn't he?
Como? I don't know how big he was, actually.
Oh, you mean...
Never saw him without his clothes on, but... Hey, did you ever see that little picture, or that picture I had, that little black and white?
No, go ahead.
Well, it was a little black and white picture of a young kid with his mother holding his hand, like old, but his thing is like super huge. Show it to people and say, oh, this is my baby picture, and they look at it and go, what? It's pretty funny. Anyways, then you get old and it's all shriveled up.
What is?
Your thingamabobber.
Oh, your thingamabobber.
What I don't know, that's what... I guess you think it is, anyways.
Sure. I've seen some pictures on the internet of some older women, and theirs is all shriveled up, that's for sure.
Somebody just sent me that. A friend of mine sent me pictures and said, this is my new girlfriend, and she was old woman in a bikini on the beach.
Nice.
It was like brutal looking. But at the same time, I look at it and I thought, she really looks good for her age. Like, we're talking 100 years old or something. But I'm just saying, like, old. She probably was good looking in her... at some time, because sure. She's a slim, attractive... I mean, if you were a super old man, you'd probably dig that.
Probably. It's funny, eh? How that happens.
Anyway. It's funny that when you look at an old lady, and you don't realize just how beautiful she... you know, people are when they're younger.
That's right.
Like, you can't tell anymore, really.
No.
You see pictures of them, and you think, like, wow, she was a knockout.
Yes.
And then there are some, though, that you look at and think, you know, she was pretty.
Yes. And there's some women who are old and they're still pretty.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you can really tell.
Yeah. What happens when women reach a certain age? They lose a lot of their estrogen that stops producing, and they start taking on manly features. What are you doing?
The downhill spiral. That's what happens when I get old. Sorry.
Okay.
That was goofy.
So some of these women, they start taking on some facial hair and...
Ooh, I like that in a lady.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So when they get older, you don't realize how beautiful they could have been at an earlier age.
Yeah, they you get wrinkled up and you and the hair's gray and it's a whole new style because there's really only one style for old folks. And it's just curly.
And blue.
Curly, thin, and... Well, those are the three two Stooges.
My grandmother used to dye her hair blue.
What do you mean blue?
It was blue.
I just didn't even get that, actually, when you said that.
She had blue hair, man.
Nobody dyes their hair blue. You can't buy blue. It must go that way, but you can't buy it.
Yeah, she used to go to Bud and Rita's Beauty Salon there.
This is getting better all the time. Bud and Rita's. Is that real?
Bud Polo, yeah. He used to do everybody's hair in town. Wow. Bell River. And she used to go there, and she used to get her hair done. I used to get my hair done.
I'm blue.
I'm holding up my fingers doing a quotation mark thing. And it was blue. And other colors, too. Like...
all the same time?
No.
Okay.
Like seafoam green or... Yeah.
Not just green, but seafoam green. Yes. What's seafoam, anyways?
I don't want you to think it's like booger-colored green or whatever.
So is seafoam green a color? Or is seafoam green like part of the makeup of the stuff they use? Seafoam?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, mix it up with a little seafoam green and green number 5?
Sure.
Yellow number 5.
I'm looking at your headphones. I see foam.
Yeah. Those? Or here?
No, the foam part. The actual foam part, which you just got new covers for your
headphones. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Headphone foam.
Yeah, headphones. I got a sweet picture yesterday of... me with a clown. I was driving down the road and there was a church with a big party going on outside. And it was one of those, like, it was a black kind of church thing or something.
Baptist is a very popular.
Baptist?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was a big outdoor thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a clown outside.
Where at? In Windsor?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I pulled over and brought my camera over to the big party and said, I want a picture with a clown. Oh, okay.
And they thought you were just fun.
They loved it, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And he had an email address and everything, so I told him I'd send him the picture.
That's your second story of as far as black people go. You said you were somewhere, and some of these big black guys were somewhere on the side of the street or something. Like big guys. You said they were like 7 foot tall or something.
Oh, and what was that about?
I forget what happened in that case. You were walking down the street or something happened, and it turns out they were nice guys and... You'll have to listen to an old
that show. That wasn't when I was lost at going to the Fisher Theater in the States.
No, this was in Windsor.
Hmm.
Yeah. Was it near the bakery, maybe, or something? On your way here with your cookies?
No, I don't remember that story.
Okay.
I have to listen to the archives. And how can people listen to the archives?
They can go to thejabbercast.com and click on the... Oh, what are they going to click on now? Because Big JD's going to revamp the...
Oh, everything's the same, and it'll still have the My Chingo recorder on there, but you go to the contact page and...
No, we're talking about shows. How are they going to get to the shows? Hello.
I was thinking how people are going to get a hold of us, but because you were mentioning about the revamping thing, but...
You got to get off the weed, buddy.
It's dandelions smoking, are doing it.
Smoking dandelions.
It's the dandelion butter. So...
You're gonna make
it was about the podcast where they can get the archives, the shows. You can go to the that's what I'm changing.
Yes.
Right. The RSS feed thing.
Right.
So you go to the podcast page, our shows page, and there'll be a couple different links on there. One for to subscribe through iTunes and one to just subscribe without iTunes with your browser or just to listen to. And that's the RSS feed.
You don't have to subscribe. You click on the RSS link. You don't have to subscribe.
Right.
I know in Safari, if you click on an RSS link, it'll give you a little thing at the top saying, if you want to subscribe to this, what do you want to use to subscribe with this? And since it sees it's an MP3, it asks you, do you want to subscribe using iTunes?
Yeah. But there'll be a specific one for iTunes. So you have to have iTunes to go to that one.
Right.
And then the other little icon will be for the RSS subscribe, and it'll go to an RSS page. And you can listen right from there to the archive shows. That's what it's going to be like. Right now, it's still a shows page. It's got a list of the shows with information about them. And you just click on it and you listen right from there.
So basically, you just create the RSS feed and it just lists them for you.
Right? Yeah, we already have that. There's already an RSS feed for both ways.
Of course. But you're just saving yourself a step by having to actually edit an HTML page.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to get rid of the shows page and you just go to the RSS page for it.
Right.
It sounds confusing, but it's really not.
Just click on the RSS link, basically.
Just go to bigjd.com.
And what's that going to do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just read the stuff on the homepage and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Purchase some Big JD merchandise. I did. I'm awaiting my Big JD mug and mouse pad combo package.
You are so into yourself.
Not anymore.
He's
okay.
Out.
Okay.
He's out.
To lunch. And we better take another break right here.
I have a couple topics written down as far as other things related to old age.
Yeah.
That I
let's
want.
Hear them. I
want.
I have some too.
Okay. We're just.
Yeah, we never did get.
We're just jabbering.
We've been all over the place.
That's why they call it the Jabbercast.
That's right. With Big JD and Lippo.
Have you ever heard of aging in place?
Hmm. Only when you take that scenario with a rocket ship out light years away and you come back and you everybody's aged in place.
You got to travel at light speed.
Right.
To have that happen, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll ever get there? Do you think we'll ever get to the point where we're going to be traveling at the speed of light?
I don't know.
Our molecular structure would have to break down and then they'd have to ship that.
Well, I think that there's going to come that time where they're going to transport, I don't know about traveling at the speed of light, but the transportation thing to somewhere else, to another dimension maybe or something. I think that'll happen.
Another dimension, really?
They're already doing it with, not with humans, but with some molecular structures at the quantum level.
Oh, right. Quantum physics.
There's things going on like that, but.
I don't think
small scale right now.
Do you think there's another dimension?
I think there may be other dimensions
that's existing right now.
And you know what? What a funny one is about that is that not funny, but very interesting actually is the fact that there could be other dimensions going on for millions of them for anything that you could have done for that if you didn't put your leg up like that.
Right.
There's a whole another thing going on somewhere, and that if you know what I mean,
yeah.
If we didn't choose to do radio, there's a whole another thing going on. And what is that? We don't know. And that's like us in the dimension of not doing the show Sunday.
Right.
And by chance, maybe me and you are talking, or you and I are talking, and saying, what if we did radio? That could be another whole dimension. And here is the dimension. Isn't that something? It's pretty wild.
My brain hurts thinking of that.
Scream if your brain hurts. Ah! That's a song by some friends of mine.
There's a fly in here.
I know. He's all over me.
I know. I don't know what it is about this room, but flies tend to bug you more in here. It's like they can't leave or something.
Yeah.
Little force fields in here.
And he's little. He's a baby.
That's bad news.
That's why they bother you.
Babies. But aging in place.
Yes. What is that?
Well, for the last couple of centuries, once you get old, you get put somewhere.
Yeah, in an old age home.
An old age home.
Normally. Right.
And this is in Western civilization.
Mm-hmm. The rest of them take care of their families.
Exactly. You just move in with your kids.
It's like the foreigners will do here. That's whose families live with their families.
Yeah.
Or parents.
Exactly. So I think we're...
Oh, that's what you mean by aging in place.
Aging in place, yeah.
Where you are or where you live.
Don't get put somewhere, basically.
Right. That's neat.
And supposedly there's many benefits, not just to the people who are aging, but there's also benefits to society as a whole. For one thing.
To what?
To society as a whole. Mm-hmm. And, well, we're taking a bigger look at this because there's going to be a lot of people who
I thought
are,
you said cytosol.
Cytosol. What the hell is that?
Some drug. I don't know.
This week's Jabberco brought to you by cytosol. No. So people are staying in one place or staying in their family as opposed to moving somewhere else. Big okay. JD's got this big look.
Oh, I have no bars on the... I have no bars on my... web connection. Okay, there's one.
As he's moving.
Leave it there. I didn't go off air, or we didn't go off air, but...
That's crazy. Before you leave today, I want to move your laptop or your phone out of the house just to see which one of the three it is that's doing it. Because that never happens, obviously.
No, eh? Only when I'm here?
Only when you're here.
Hmm.
So anyway, back to the aging in place thing. I was having a hard time getting through this. So what can you see as one benefit to society if people don't go move into some place?
Well, in a lot of cases, it's the, you know, the society that pays for it.
Exactly.
So
in that's, many ways,
you know, probably the biggest thing.
Yeah. And
but then you got to look at it, you know, those place is going to create jobs and it's going to be you know, all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a building there, there's going to be people that work there, there's going to be people that ship things there, and you know, those kinds of things. And you got to look at linen supplies, and you got to look at medical, and you got to look at, and like you say, we got to pay for it, so there's a burden there. But at the same time, it creates work for people too. And where's the line?
Yeah, I think those needs are going to be there no matter what they are. It's just they're going to be delivered in a different way to a different place.
Yeah, you're going to go to Walmart and buy sheets for Granny's bed who lives down in the basement. Shackled.
Is that
and duct tape. And
is that the situation at your place?
No.
No, okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So that's aging in place. And I think more people are looking at this because they're thinking of what infrastructure is in place right now for these baby boomers. Because the baby boomers are now starting getting into the age where they're going to need a lot more care. And a lot of these people are thinking, where am I going to go? Because once you get old, there's a few things that happen. You know, your body starts...
You wet your bed and...
You need diapers. Yeah, you need diapers and you can't make it to the kitchen. You can't stand up for a long time. There's a lot of things that you just can't do on your own anymore.
Right.
So either someone's got to take care of you, one of your family members, or you got to go somewhere and get institutionalized. And, well, that's the other whole thing is humans are not meant to be institutionalized. We adapt well to institutions because, you know, we think in an orderly fashion. And that's the way institutions are. But we tend to lose who we really are when you get into an institution. You kind of become neutral, as it were. And we're going to have this huge majority of our population that are going to be institutionalized. And they don't think that that's a good thing. And I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, I like the idea of aging in place. You know, here I am talking and I sent my dad to a retirement home, so... He did not age in place.
I'd love to go to a retirement home now.
His is pretty good.
One of them ones where I see on TV and they got a computer room and they got swimming pool and everybody, they make your meals and do all your stuff for you. I'm be in there like Flint. In a Zippo. Lippo. Hey. Little rhyme there for Big JD. Not to be used without permission. You'll have to write for that. And where can they get a hold of us?
Trademark 2007.
You can go to the contact page at thejabbercast.com.
That's right. And there's the little My Chingo widget there, which is just getting abused lately. Just too many people using that My Chingo.
We can't handle it.
No, it's just too much.
What did I want to talk about? Oh, there's also the email, hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com, but you were explaining the widget.
Yeah. That's okay. Just go to the contact page and there's a little widget there and click the leave me a message or leave a message button and talk into your computer or the microphone that's hooked up to your computer and we'll get your message, whatever it is.
What about like driving and stuff like that when you're old? You know, we were talking about some of the things you can't do once you get older, but driving?
Driving Miss Daisy. That's about a little older.
You start taking cabs maybe to get around?
Not out in Woodsley, you don't.
Maybe a bus, talking in the city, but then if you were out here and you were old, what would you do? I mean, you rely on family or and things like that, but I mean, if you didn't and you were getting up there in your years and you couldn't drive anymore or something, or maybe you couldn't see well, who knows what.
Right.
I believe there are things in place for that where you can call and have somebody pick you up to do your grocery shopping and things like that.
There's a shuttle bus out here.
Shuttle bus.
Yeah.
And that takes people where?
Not wherever you want to go. They make a trip to Walmart in Windsor.
Wow. See, I wish I was old. I'd love to get on a bus with a bunch of old people and go to Walmart. And then when you're done for 2 hours, you go back to the bus and they take you back.
Yep.
Wow.
That's how
I love
that works.
That.
Yeah, it's cool. As long as everybody on the bus is in the same frame of mind, which you know they're not.
Well, no.
It would be great.
Some are peeing in their pants and they're fighting in the back of the bus with canes and walkers and...
Yeah. Some old people are just not happy people.
No, they're not. Some aren't.
Yeah.
And I think it's more women.
Big JD.
Don't you think so?
You're going to get the women pissed off.
Yeah, but it's usually an older lady that's cranky more than an old man. I think.
Typically. I remember we used to have this neighbor, and they were friends of ours, and they had their grandfather living with them.
Hmm?
Speaking of aging.
Were they foreign?
Nope.
Okay.
As waspy as they get, the last name was Dooley.
Oh.
So that Irish,
so
I guess.
Your neighbor Tom.
Tom Dooley. D-U-L-E.
Was hanging down his head and
in the valley so low.
It's like the first song I learned on guitar.
Me too. One of the first.
Yeah. That and Round the Mountain thing or something. Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Old Jed was his name.
Jed.
Jed Dooley, that's right.
This is as good as the Bud.
No, I'm sorry. His name, last name wasn't Dooley. It was Mrs. Dooley's dad. So I forget what her maiden name was. Yeah. And he was miserable. He had a cane. And if he started talking to him,
of course he did.
If he started talking to him, he'd misunderstand everything you said and took it as you insulted him. And he'd start just swearing at you. Yeah, you can all rag rag. 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 And he'd start swinging his cane at you.
Really?
Yeah, he'd be really pissed off. I got hit many times in the shoulder or in the head.
Wow.
In the arm with his cane.
After telling him what a beautiful day it is out. And how exactly. dapper he looks today.
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
What'd you say?
Pretty much that's the way it was. And when his Neat. Kids would talk to him, he wouldn't swing his cane so much. He would just, he'd be walking and they'd try to guess what he's going for. Like, you know, he doesn't walk around a lot. You know, he's got his cane.
Yeah.
He's hey, Jed, do you want me to get you a glass of milk? And he would just turn his head over and not really look at him. And just keep his same gait as he's going. And he'd go, yeah, drag
yourself. You drew that really well. You're going to be a neat old man one day.
So that's the example of an old man being really miserable. You're talking about
with Yeah,
so.
I'm sure it goes both ways, but...
I think Jed went both ways, too.
No wonder he's so miserable.
He wasn't getting any.
What happens to a cupcake when they get old?
It gets stale, brother.
That was good. And here's the most important point that I'd like to make today, if you don't get anything else out of the show.
Which you may not.
Old people drive Buicks.
Yes, I have to agree with that.
What's up with that?
They're reliable automobiles.
I see the oldest lady who's watching out her front window from underneath the top of the steering wheel driving a Buick.
Buick LeSabre.
You get behind a slow car, it's a Buick with an old person inside it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Baseball caps all lined up along the back window.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them dogs with a head bouncing around.
Bobblehead in the back, yeah.
Bobblehead, yeah. And the oldest person driving it.
Well, you have to realize back in, like, from the 1950s to the 1970s, GM had, like, 65% of the automobile market. And if you get a Buick, that was like, I made it.
The car.
I got a Buick. Cadillac was even higher. That was for the, you know, the snobby people.
And you see old people driving Cadillacs still, but it's
exactly.
still a Chevrolet.
A GM product, yeah.
Yeah.
That's in another division.
Right.
Okay.
Still a...
So if you
General Motors.
When you get older, you think, finally, I can afford a brand new Buick. And they get their Buick and they drive it till it's
old. And the old lady, you see, it's her husband kicked off. And now she owns the car and has got to drive. And she's got little white gloves on. Looks like our queen.
Sure.
And driving the...
driving the LeSabre.
Driving the LeSabre, man. It's like they all drive Buicks.
Yeah. My dad, he's a Ford guy. And the car for him way back in the way back years, because he's not thinking 50s or 70s. He's thinking 30s and 40s. And
right.
back then it was town cars. Mm-hmm. If you had a town car, you made
That's
it.
Exactly what he's got.
And he's got a big
Lincoln town car.
Lincoln town car, yeah. So.
And for an old guy, that it seems suiting, that big Lincoln town car.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could picture an older guy driving that.
He loves it. He goes... This car runs like it's brand new. He says, sometimes it runs too good because then I get lazy and I just think the car should do everything for me.
Yeah, I'm so like, I just go to sleep.
That's what he says. He says, I almost feel like sleeping. I said, Dad, you don't doze, do you?
Cars on the other side of the road.
Exactly.
I've been there, done that. Driving trucks. That's a whole other story. Yeah.
That was for Grace.
Somebody woke me up and said, hey, man, get back on your side of the road. Whoa.
This is for Grace.
Driving a 14-foot diesel.
This is for the TV
On the road
place?
In the States. What's that?
This is for the TV place?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, this was traveling with the band. Hey, wake up. I was like, whoa.
That's a good idea to wake up when you're driving.
And we're going to move on to the old jabber quote. Jabber, old, jabber, old, jabber, old. Jabber, old, jabber, old, jabber, old. Loose lips sink ships. Today's jabber quote brought to us by Stephen Larry.
There's a couple old guys.
And today's jabber quote is, what is it, Lippo?
You're asking me?
I guess we gave it away earlier, right? The quote that you had intended on using.
That was more an adage. I had in my head that if we had to have a jabber quote.
Because I mean, I can just pull one out of a hat if we need one.
The Stephen Larry hat?
Yeah.
All right, pull it out, buddy.
If it's too loud, you're too old. Is that a quote?
Sure. And then there's a... Oh, no, that's a Jethro Tull tune.
Too old to rock and roll.
Too young to die. Yeah, if you're too old... No, if it's too loud, you're too old.
Right.
That is the mentality of a...
It doesn't have to be music either, really, but...
No, but I think...
I mean, that's probably what it was intended for.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not into my music as a young dude, then you're just too old.
That's right.
You don't get it. You just can't dig my scene.
Right. And I think that comes from a generation gap, which I don't think exists so much anymore with young people and old people. Because there's been no...
You're talking about my generation?
My generation? No, it's my generation, sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like...
You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
You just don't dig my scene.
Right. No, what I'm
Pops.
Saying is there's been no shakeup in the last 25 years where the old people are, you know, there's nothing that's happened. You know, in the late 60s, there was a kind of like a sexual revolution and, you know, drop out and do less and tune in, tune out and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think there's been nothing like that since. So now, I myself, being in my mid-40s, I think I'm in middle age. I don't think I'm in old age, but I'm in...
Are you...
firmly.
Have you been involved in any crisis at all through your middle age?
No.
Not yet?
No, I still play in a rock band, so...
Estrogen levels are okay?
Estrogen.
Whoa!
The studio's falling apart. So, do you know what I'm saying? As far as there's been nothing that's been...
Yeah, right. There hasn't.
So, being in my middle age... And my kid, he's a teenager, and he's, you know, he cranks out Avenged Sevenfold and AFI and all these other bands.
Yeah.
To me, I listen to him, and I just hear other bands that I used to listen
to. Right, exactly.
You know, so I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. He's listening to his music. I can relate to what he's
Right. There's not that gap where...
Where's my dad?
When we listened to music and our parents were listening to things that were so different.
Turn it down! Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Hey! Stopped you mid-thought there, didn't it? So I don't think there is a, if it's too loud, you're too old. Because I know my dad probably didn't put up with loud music when he was 44.
My parents put up with a lot of it.
I can't
understand. Not that they liked it all, but and it was actually kind of funny because, the birdcage is really shaking. What's he doing in it?
He's masturbating.
What's his name again?
Kiwi.
I want to call him Stu.
No, Stu's probably Stu.
Kiwi, that's right. I got to remember that. He's jumping around in there, and the cage is going crazy.
Sure.
See, you can hear it.
He's having a blast. He's not as noisy as Stu yet.
And it's funny because playing in the band and music at the house and sometimes rehearsals at the house and stuff like that and the recording that went on in my place, my parents were pretty cool to it. But we had built a studio at my drummer's place.
Stu Studio.
And his parents weren't as cool with it. They weren't really into him doing it. They were older, though. His parents were a lot older than mine. And they really weren't into it, weren't into what he was doing. You know, didn't want him doing it in the house. We built a studio outside. It was
what happened in the wintertime? You guys just let snow fall?
Yeah, it was just freezing. No, we built it in a huge garage. We actually built a studio inside there.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, we built. And
it was separate from the house, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But... it's hard. I mean, his parents were cool in that respect because they let us do that. You know, that was really cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were very different than how my parents felt about what we were doing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you can see by the, you know, differences in ages that how people feel about things that go on, especially that they maybe don't really understand, you know?
Yeah. That's
because of like that gap thing.
Yeah. I think we're going to be due for a gap of some kind. Something's going to happen. The young kids are just going to do something crazy.
There's going to be a lot of things happening.
They're going to become ultra conservative. All the kids are going to be saying, no sex, no drinking, no smoking, no nothing.
Whoa.
Kids are just going to be straight. And it's going to be this big movement, this big uprising saying, you've wrecked our earth.
The uprising.
Yeah, the uprising. That's what it's going to be called. And
that's right.
They're going to be pissed off at the generation before them because we wrecked the way the earth is. You know, the environment's gone to pot and, you know, social mores.
Everything's going to pot.
Yeah, it's all... We've wrecked it all, so there's going to be this big uprising. And then in about 100 years from now, they're going to be saying, that's too loud.
That's right. There's going to be a down rising, and then it'll be uprising again. That's the...
down rising.
Natural progression of things.
This week's new word, down rising.
Speaking of down rising, next week on the Jabbercast...
Do you have any idea?
Well, yeah. It's the Entertainment Tonight Show. Jabbercast style.
Da, 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 da.
From Britney, hey, that's good. From Britney's shaved head to Paris in prison, and from Jesus' best friend Mel to latest in reality TV.
Jesus' best friend.
Yeah, it's all about the entertainment industry as we see it.
Do you mean Yehus?
Yehus? Jesus. Jesus.
Okay, that sounds like a fun show.
I don't know what I mean, but the listeners know what I mean.
Sure.
And again, you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. Go to the contact page. You'll find information on how to get a hold of us. Mm-hmm. We're live at Showtime on Yahoo Messenger, username the Jabbercast. You can click the Leave Us a Message button on the little My Chingo recorder there. Email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com.
Do you have any other stuff in your notes that you want to discuss as far as old age goes?
Teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. What about teeth?
Comes a time when you got to get dentures.
Not everybody.
Everybody.
No.
Everybody.
I think if you take care of your teeth, you can keep them till you die.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
And I think that's going to be the case now.
What I wanted to ask, though, are there young people with dentures?
Well, sort of.
I mean,
sure.
Some odd reason maybe why they had to have all their teeth yanked out, but
yeah.
You don't see very many young... I don't think I've ever known any young person to have dentures, except Eddie Nitz in kindergarten. He had dentures.
Is this the guy with the Starship Star Trek shirt?
Yeah. Bald dentures.
No. I think the whole denture thing is... that comes from the old days, too. I think it was a carryover because people just didn't take care of their teeth as well as they do now. I think there's the whole dental
thing. Right.
And people understand that. That's part of taking care of yourself.
Dental is a big thing now.
Yeah. I think most people are taking care of their teeth. And your teeth are in your face forever. Unless you don't take care of them. They're like your eyeballs.
Get your teeth out of my face. Do you have anything else? Because I know you said you had some stuff.
That's part of the...
Slide them in.
Is the geriatrics field, which is the old age medicine field, basically.
Yeah, well, I know what it is. Tell listeners.
Yeah.
Geriatrics.
And how big is this going to be, like, in the next 20 years when all these baby boomers, they're going to be the biggest section of the population, like, in 20 years. So... It's going to be huge.
Baby boogers.
It's like an opportunity is sitting there in front of everybody, and they know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All these people got to get taken care of, and one of them is medicine. And it's just, I think it's just going to be huge as far as the whole thing is going to have to change the medical system in the United States, because there's going to be all these people who are not going to be able to afford medicine. They're going to have to change it over to something similar to what we have here in Canada, I think.
And where will you go for all your geriatric needs? Steve and Larry's Pharmacy on the corner of...
Strabane and Wabash in Pasadena, California.
Oh, did they move? They were on Wabash and Strabane.
Is there a rule as far as saying which street first?
Well, there is when it comes to Lippo and Big JD.
Okay. I think it's...
No, I just think there's a flow better with Wabash and Strabane.
Oh, does it?
Strabane and Wabash. Oh, well, you think so or no?
Wabash and Strabane sounds
It's got a flow to it.
There's a flow, just like Big JD and Lippo.
Yeah, there's a flow.
I wanted to be Lippo and Big JD, but it just I didn't flow off my tongue as good.
Just change it to Lippo then.
The Lippo Show?
Yeah. It's the Lippo Show, a special guest co-host, Big JD.
You can find that at...
Lippo.com. Book yourself a room. It's a hotel.
Yeah, some big room in Japan.
That's great. It's not, it's a Japanese guy owns the name, and I don't even think he uses it.
It's not a guy. It's a big ass company. Big ass company. And they got a building.
Should email him and say, I want my stuff back. I want a cut. I want something. Steal my name.
I was looking at lippo.ca.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it available?
It's available.
Shh.
not anymore. I'm going to have to pay thousands of dollars for it now.
I'll book that right now online, and then you won't be able to get it.
Yeah, well, what can you do? So are we wrapping, or what are we doing?
Yeah, that's about it for this week. So tune in next week for the Entertainment Tonight Show with Big JD and Lippo right here on the Jabbercast.
Sounds like fun. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Next week?
You can't do that, can you? You can't come back on.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.